Do you dream of studying abroad, but you're not sure how and where to go? That's why we're here, Dream Studies Abroad, to help you out reaching your goal. So many schools from all around the world are welcoming you with their open doors. Live your dreams and travel the world, a new journey for the brighter future. Let's talk study abroad today. Your dream is not so far away.
Welcome to Dream Studies Talks. At dreamstudiesabroad.com, we give you free information about studying abroad. And today we will talk about study abroad semesters in the US. To help us with this, we have invited an expert from high-ranking University of California, Santa Barbara. Let me introduce Mr. Alex Clark.
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about UCSB, to talk about California, studying abroad. And so I'm just happy to be a part of this. Thank you.
Yes, we're really happy to have you here. Today we'll talk about study abroad semesters at universities abroad. You can do this in many different countries, but the US is the most popular country in the world for study abroad, and many American universities offer this opportunity to international students, not least UC Santa Barbara that you represent. So, Alex, can you tell us a bit more about study abroad programs?
Sure. So you know, in my opinion, and in what I do, you know, over the past 3 years, I really think studying abroad and being in another country and immersing yourself in a different culture and a different area of the world is really one of the most important things you can do as an individual. And then in addition to that, adding studying or education on top of that, on top of being in another country, I think really gives you a wealth of experience, you know, professional experience, academic experience. So there's a lot to be gained from it. But, you know, our program, the study abroad program, kind of in general, really opens you up to the entire campus of UC Santa Barbara. So we have classes that can be taken in, you know, academic areas, engineering, science, social sciences, all of that. We also have professional education as well. So if you're interested in really preparing yourself for a career in, you know, business, project management, marketing, all of those professional oriented subjects, our program is designed to give you, you know, the choice in what you want to do. So the study abroad program with us is really up to you. We give you the ability to take the classes and to be here and to be a part of our community. But at the end of the day, it's really your choice on what you want to take. And we work with you, we work with your home institution to really, you know, give you the opportunities that you need. So our study abroad program is giving you the freedom, the flexibility, and the ability to choose the classes that you want and choose the experience that you want. So I think that really encapsulates what study abroad is we don't want you to feel constrained. We want you to feel free and happy to be here. And so when I think of study abroad and specifically at UCSB, it's how can we make our students feel welcome in charge of their own academic plan. And so that's what we do at UCSB.
Yeah. And for how long can you come as a study abroad student? How many semesters or weeks?
So one unique thing about the UC system, you know, UC Berkeley, UCLA, all these different UC schools is that we are on the quarter system. Yeah. And so that's a little bit different than semesters. Our quarters tend to be about 10 to 11 weeks long. And we have four quarters throughout the year, fall, winter, spring, and summer. And so students can come for as little as one quarter, just for the fall quarter if they'd like, or they can study for all four quarters or even beyond that. So we have the ability to do something more short term, as well as longer term. And if you're looking at something that corresponds to your semester system, our students that come from like a semester school tend to stay for two quarters. So that would be about 20 weeks, which is very similar, maybe a little bit more than a semester.
Yeah, in Sweden it's about 20 weeks per semester. So.
Exactly. So our students from those schools tend to stay two quarters, and that really kind of aligns with what they're looking at. So, you know, as little as one quarter, and even, you know, I should mention, even in the summer, we have even really short term sessions that are even 3 to 6 weeks long. Yeah. So we have the ability to really do something kind of unique in the summer. If you only have a short, you know, a short availability, we can, you know, come to Santa Barbara, enjoy it, study, and then go back home. So we have summer, which is a little more flexible than other quarters, but our main quarters are fall, winter, and spring. Yeah. And those are about 10 weeks long.
Yeah, sounds great. And if we look at study abroad semesters in general across the U.S., can you take this at most U.S. colleges and universities or only selected schools?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a complicated question. I would say overall, yes. There's obviously many opportunities to study abroad in the U.S., but some of them have restrictions on who can study at which institution. And if you have a partnership, if your home institution has a partnership with the institution in the US, that's great. If you don't, then you can't study at that school. So sometimes there's some larger politics involved with home institution and you know, destination institution. So sometimes there's those restrictions, like you can only go to a set amount of institutions, you know, as an international student. But, you know, for speaking, you know, for my programs, for our UCSB international programs, we accept any student from anywhere. We don't have any restrictions on who can study at UCSB. We do have application requirements that you need to fulfill. But as a student coming from, you know, any country, we accept, you know, there's no restrictions on that. So, you know, if when you're thinking about studying abroad in the U.S., that's a question that you should ask about your destination institution. You know, can I study there? Obviously, is a good question. But does my home institution need a partnership? You know, do I have to come from a certain university? So those are some questions to ask. But as far as UCSB, we don't have that requirement, and UCSB is open to any student.
Yeah. So basically, to study with you, a student don't even have to be enrolled in a university in their home country.
Correct. So you don't need to. We have programs that we have a few programs, and maybe we'll talk about those, but more in detail. But we have programs that don't, you know, you don't have to be enrolled at a university to come and study with us. Yeah. And then there's other ones that do require you know, that do require you're working on your degree or something else like that. So So you're right.
Yeah. So for you, basically, the minimum requirement would be that the student have graduated from high school in their home country and, of course, have certain English level and, depending on the program, some other requirements, of course, too.
Exactly. And so that, like, if I may, I'd like that. If you are one of those students that, you know, you're not pursuing a university degree, but you graduated high school and you want to come and study, we do have a diploma program. It's called an international diploma program. And those are the subjects that I was saying that are more professionally focused: marketing, project management, web development, coding, you know, things like that, that are more geared towards getting you a job. Those do not require any type of degree or working at a or working on a degree at a university. So, so we can really assist students, that university students or non-university students. We're here to help.
Yeah, that's great. And I mean, that also opens up the opportunity for some students to basically take a gap year with UCSB after high school if they would like to do that. Because I know some universities, both in the US and other countries, don't allow that. Some universities demand that you have to be enrolled in a university in your home country and able to come in order to come there. And do study abroad semesters, while others are more flexible, like you guys. So.
And that's, and again, that you're highlighting kind of the politics a little bit about studying abroad. That maybe you would need to be a university student at other institutions, but not with us. You're right. And so that gap year, like you're saying, it is. I wouldn't say it's very common for our students right now. Right now, we tend to get more university students, but we would like to change that and focus on those gap year students or students that are taking a break. And, you know, in all honesty, that's a good time to travel too. You know, like if you're taking a gap year, you can really have a good time while you're here, while you're studying, of course. But it gives you a little bit more freedom when you're not at a university or other things that, you know, you're thinking about fulfilling requirements and qualifications for your home university. During a gap year, you can come and study and study something you're really interested in and do those classes. But at the same time, get out to the beach, go surfing, go traveling around California. It's a, I would recommend, it's a great time to be traveling.
Yeah, sounds great. So who should take a study abroad semester with UCSB or another US institution?
So I would say every single student should. That's my answer. But let me tell you a little bit about what we see from kind of like a historical perspective. Like I was saying, we tend to have more of the university students that are either in their second or third year or have finished their undergrad and are wanting to go into graduate study. So that's the highest majority of our students are university students that are close to graduating from their undergraduate degree or are going into graduate school or are in graduate school and want to get a few units or a few credits here. Now, you know, that tends to be more with our academic study abroad program called the University Immersion Program. And that tends to see those type of students. But, you know, getting back again to the diploma program, we are starting to see more students that are, you know, either in, you know, a technical job or are just wanting to go into a career or in a kind of an internship or apprenticeship type of status, I guess, and are wanting to specialize in a professional subject. We are, you know, seeing more and more of that as well. And so we get, like I was saying, we get kind of the spectrum of student here. So while I am a big advocate for studying abroad and going abroad and being in another country and learning new things and seeing new things, I do recommend also making sure that, you know, if you are at a university that they, you know, that you can study abroad here successfully and transfer your credits back. And as well as if you're in a different situation, making sure you can have the time off and everything to study abroad. So, but that's my job. My job is to help you understand that and to help you make sure that everything is okay on your, you know, on the home side of things, So if you ever have any questions, we're here to help.
But that's very important, of course, for students who are enrolled in university to be able to bring their credits home. And of course, to study with a well-known institution like UCSB, that's usually much easier than if you go to a smaller, less known college there. So that's a great thing. Can students get the OPT after studying with you?
Yes. Yeah. So that's another thing that is growing and has been growing over the last 2 years. I think it's because we've been promoting it more because it is a great opportunity. So OPT is basically work authorization in the US for 1 to 2 years after you study with us at UCSB. The one main requirement that is important to know is that you have to study with us for at least 9 months. So that's a US government requirement. You can't just come and study for one quarter and then get work authorization. You need to study for at least 3 quarters, 9 months. And that enables you to be eligible for work authorization. It's something you need to apply for with the U.S. government. We assist you with that application process and are with you the entire time. But we have a great success rate. All of our students, we have 100% success rate with OPT. And so if you're interested in working in the U.S., whether it's in California or anywhere in the U.S., we can help you to get a work authorization for 1 year. If you are in the STEM fields, in the science, technology, engineering, those type of fields, you may qualify for up to 2 years of OPT authorization. So, but really the most important thing to keep in mind in just kind of hearing this is that you do need to study for 9 months. So the academic year, fall, winter, and spring.
Yeah. And your work has to be related to your major, right? It's like that.
It's a little loose there, yeah. Especially in the STEM fields. Yes, it needs to correspond with what you studied for, and that's kind of one of the U.S. government's criteria. But you know, if you're studying, you know, business or economics or communication or sociology, those can be applied in many different areas.
Yeah, that's
great. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a study abroad student, if you take more the academic, I guess if you do these kind of diplomas, more kind of vocational style programs, then you pretty much have a fixed schedule that you follow. But if you do the more, what do you call your other version, but the more academic track,
yes.
Then I guess students can more or less choose their courses freely, or do they still take specific tracks within that program?
Yeah, good question. So that's that's the University Immersion Program. We call it UIP for short. And yes, the key word there is free and freely. So students can choose from all of our academic departments at UCSB. We have over 50 academic departments on campus. And students are able to choose both undergraduate and graduate classes.
Wow.
So you know, I'm learning a lot about, you know, other countries, you know, higher education systems. So, you know, for example, in Germany, a lot of our students that are coming from Germany, you know, they do kind of a, you know, an undergraduate right into graduate school type of program, which I'm sure is pretty similar in Sweden or other countries in Europe, in and around Europe. And so they tend to take some undergrad classes and some graduate classes. So you can be free to choose, you know, one undergrad class and two graduate classes, or, you know, so even mixing between the levels is totally fine as well, not just between subjects.
Yeah.
But of course, with that is you need to have the prerequisites.
Yeah.
So professors and departments will ask you if you're taking, you know, really high level engineering or high level economics, whatever it may be, you will need to show your transcripts to professors and departments. So while you do have the freedom to choose from all the different departments, within that, you will need to show your past, you know, academic experience to make sure that you do have the ability to kind of, you know, do well in the class and everything like that. So,
often certain classes build on others, so you have to take them in the right order. But basically, otherwise, you could take, if I would go study with you, I could take like a dance course, a programming class, a marketing class, and a psychology class, more or less, and kind of just see what I enjoy.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that is something that's definitely been done. We, you know, in the kind of students take more arts classes and then combine it with a coding or more of a tech class. And so it's really unique what our students come up with. So that's really nice.
Yeah, that's really nice way to try different subjects and, you know, experience many things. And how many courses do you usually take per quarter?
So per quarter, it's, you know, a little bit different again than the semesters. And so we recommend about 3 to 4 courses of undergraduate study per quarter. So that amounts to about 12 to 16 units, UC units, and we can help you do the conversion to wherever your home university is.
Yeah.
And so that's usually a full load. If you're taking graduate classes, we usually say about 8 units because they're pretty intense and they're pretty short term.
Yeah.
So we say about 8 units. That's 2 classes of graduate study or about 3 to 4 of undergraduate study.
Yeah. How does your units compare with general American credits? Are they the same or do you have some special UC?
They're the same, yeah. but they are different than semester units.
Yeah.
So and so there is some conversion that needs to happen.
Yeah.
But they're equal weight. Yeah. Obviously. But there's just a different amount. You know, a different math equation that you need to get.
Yeah.
I know that for a lot of our students, they tend to operate more in semester units, obviously, and so. We just do the, the times 1.5 or whatever it is to.
Because that's the kind of conversion I'm used to. I know that ordinary US like semester schools often you can get like 15 credits per semester would equal 30 European ECTS credits, for example.
Exactly.
So there's.
So our, if you did two quarters at UCSB, it would be equal to the 30 ECTS that you would need for the semester. So it really, it really works out well and corresponds well. If you take the two quarters, it corresponds well to the semester. And then you can just say, if you just did one quarter, it would probably equal out to about 15 ECTS, maybe 15 to 20, depending on.
The course load.
On your course load.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And why Santa Barbara as a location?
Oh, man. Okay. So this is the question that I love to address. Just to give you a perspective on today it's, sunny and 70 here in Santa Barbara, which is about, the usual, all year round. We tend to say that California and Southern California is summer all year round. So for those of you that are, that are coming from cold areas of the world, Santa Barbara will be a welcomed destination for you, any time of the year, of course. So, obviously, Santa Barbara is a destination for leisure, for travel, for tourists, outside of education. We have a lot of people coming to Santa Barbara just to enjoy it on just a travel basis. And maybe some of you have been here just to do that yourselves. So it's a nice beachside town. It's not big. It's very small. It's not like Los Angeles or San Francisco. You're not going to get lost in a big city. It's very small, safe, connected. And so on that level, on just like a travel destination level, it is very welcoming in all of those ways. There's lots to do. We have the beach, we have the mountains. So there's a lot to do while you're here, while you enjoy, the weather as well. But, in addition to that, it being a travel destination is UCSB has a great academic reputation. So we really combine fun and study together in a really reputable really well-known type of way. So not just are you having a good time and it's a good destination, but you're really being challenged academically and educationally. And you can feel proud of those, those units and those credits that you're bringing back to your home university or a diploma that you're earning while you're here to know that UCSB is a really advanced and progressive institution in the U.S. So we're ranked number 7 in the U.S. For public education, a public education institution. So we're top 10 every year. And that's throughout the U.S., not just in California. So we feel very proud of that. So again, not just is it a beautiful place to come and be, you can learn surfing, you can go kayaking, you can go on sunset cruises, you can go on hikes, you can do a lot of really, really fun things. But also you'll be ready to work in the classroom as well.
Well, that sounds like the perfect combination, sun and beach in California and a high-ranking school at the same time there. So really the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
How far is it down?
Yes,
is it Highway 1 that runs through Santa Barbara and all the way down to Santa Monica and LA there?
Exactly. Yes. So you can kind of think of it, if you don't know California geography too well, you can kind of think of us between LA, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. So yeah. The Bay Area and LA, we're kind of almost in the middle. We're a little bit closer to LA. We're about 2 hours outside of it. So it's really nice that, you know, you can go and visit LA really easily and then come back to Santa Barbara and kind of feel a little bit more, not the big city.
You kind a little
of
bit more small town, can walk around a bit more, enjoy more relaxed.
Exactly. Exactly. So, So there's that. And yeah, the Highway 1, that's definitely a thing that many of our students do, in fact, is go up Highway 1 up to San Francisco or up even to the Redwoods way up there or down to LA and San Diego. So it's really well connected. It's all along the beach, all along the ocean there, of course. So and really our I think our students really have a good time while they're here. California really welcomes students and international, you know, tourists and international people, because there's just a lot to do here. We have, you know, you can go skiing and surfing in the same day, which is not too often can you do that around the world. So it's a really fun place to come while you're studying. So I recommend it.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Do you offer accommodation for students on campus?
So accommodation is a little, not tricky, I shouldn't say tricky, but it does take some work from the student. So we do have some on-campus accommodations, like apartment-style living for students. It's an application, so you do have to apply for it. So it's not guaranteed, but it is available for our students. So if you want to go that route and living in like a dorm or an on-campus apartment, you can do that. We have a whole housing page that has all the different information for all the different, you know, accommodation styles. I'll tell you, though, that our students tend to like finding their accommodation on their own, because they like to live in Isla Vista, IV. Yeah. Maybe some of you have known about it, but IV is a really small student community. It's a really fun place to live, lots of parties. It's right on the water, so you can walk down to the beach with friends. And so we don't have any, you know, apartments or anything in IV. They're all kind of privately owned and everything. And so our students find a room with a roommate, or, you know, they find their accommodation themselves, because they like to, you know, find their own, and, you know, whether it's sharing or on their own or we tend to leave it to them to find accommodations. But again, we do have a whole directory on our website of places to look for accommodation. So we really help students to find the opportunities, or at least the directories and the resources to find what they want. So we do that, but really it's kind of up to them if they want to live in Isla Vista. They kind of coordinate it themselves. And then what was just created between UCSB and Santa Barbara City College, which is another community college nearby, we work on housing together with them. So we have even more availability for not just Isla Vista, but also downtown Santa Barbara, Goleta, so all the surrounding areas. So we've really increased our accommodation resources. And so, and even if you're thinking about homestay, if you want to stay with a family while you're here, we have a lot of options for you. But we present the options, and then the students can take it from there and see and see what they would really like.
Yeah, sounds great. Since you have the quarter system, I guess students can start with you 4 times a year compared to the usually only 2 times maybe with another school, or 3 times if they have a summer semester. And how far in advance do they need to apply?
Yes, great. And a really good point. That's really something that sets us apart for a lot of I don't know, I shouldn't say a lot of European schools, but many like the quarter system because it is so short term that they can go and then come back. And if you are somebody who's working or not at a university, if you just need a short time, you can come for that and then leave. So yeah, we do have start dates 4 to 5 times, 6 times throughout the year because of our summer quarter, it having multiple start dates in and of itself. And so what we say is that, yeah, typically about four start times throughout the year. We say that we recommend that students apply at least 6 weeks before the start of the quarter. That gives you enough time to get your visa and to go through that process. Even if you do apply after 6 weeks before classes begin, we will consider you. And of course for acceptance, but just know that you will need to, you know, visit a US embassy and get your visa and do all of that as well. And that could take some time. So
yeah,
what we recommend is, 6 weeks, and before, to apply. So obviously earlier, the better, but we usually make that cutoff, at 6 weeks. Yeah. And even if it's after that, that's okay. We'll consider you, but you may run out of time. So, yeah. So 6 weeks it is.
Yeah, I know in Sweden, especially for the fall start there around August, September, it can be quite long waiting time to get an interview at the American embassy. Exactly. And at the same time, there's also long waiting time to get the Swedish CSN funding around that time. So,
correct. And funding is a big thing. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So I think for Swedish students, at least if they want to start in the fall, I would say better apply at least 3 months in advance, preferably earlier, almost to avoid the problems. But I think if you go on other start dates, which are less popular, then there will be much less queue at the embassy and at CSN. So then you can come more on a short notice.
Yeah, I would say, and you know, in my experience, fall is always our biggest intake of students, and our smallest is winter and summer. So our winter quarter begins in, you know, January 1st or January 2nd, whatever it may be. Very cold time in your area of the world. Come in and enjoy Santa Barbara at that time. But just because it's not, doesn't quite line up with the semesters that well, we tend to see our smallest amount of students in winter and summer. So those could be good times for you to come.
Yeah, could be a good one. And now, of course, this year, last year, we have all been struggling with COVID, but it looks like you will be back to face-to-face classes this fall, right?
Yes. So our UC president, who kind of oversees all the different UC locations, has said that we are moving forward with on-campus instruction for fall. I'm sure we will retain some online and some virtual classes to accommodate students around the world that can't be here in some way. So there might be a little bit of a transition period from kind of tapering off from online back to in person, while real retaining some of the things that will help students that are abroad. And so, but yes, we feel very fortunate, very lucky. You know, California and especially Santa Barbara has really rolled out vaccines, and the case counts have been very, very low for the past, you know, few months. So we're really working out of it, really feel, you know, positive and ready to resume things as, you know, as they were, while also being, of course, very cautious and very, you know, understanding of the global pandemic and other things like that. So, and I think we've seen students react to that, and we've seen more applications come in for fall and students ready to come. I think there's going to be a pent up demand for studying abroad because this whole year we haven't been able to do it. So I think students are ready. People are ready to travel. I know I'm ready to travel and get out. And so we're ready. So fall, and then definitely into winter and spring of next year, we'll be back on campus.
Yeah, sounds awesome. And a common question, of course, with international students who want to study abroad, not least from Sweden, we're used to free education here, is how much does it cost? How can I finance this? Is there any scholarships?
Yes. So that's always going to be a question, especially from Sweden, Norway, all those, and Germany even themselves. Mm. So I guess I should start by saying, maybe giving a little bit of perspective. We tend to get quite a bit of Norwegian students to UCSB. They, you know, for obvious reasons, again, coming to a beachside climate, but they have the same kind of thing where they apply for whether it's a loan or a grant.
With a loan account, it's called. It's a great system. They
finance their education here. So that's not uncommon. We help to provide the financial documentation about the tuition and other things like that. And actually, we just converted to a flat fee tuition. So students only need to pay one time. And that includes all your tuition, all the student services like public transportation and library use and rec center use. So all of the different student services. So there's just one tuition amount. And that really helps with getting, you know, your loan approved and other things like that. If it's just one thing, it's very easy. Or straightforward, I should say, for getting those loans. And then in addition, we do have a scholarship, of course, for any student that comes through Dream Studies. That's about a 15% discount. It's not a full scholarship, unfortunately. Getting to the pricing, our international diploma program, the one that I was telling you that's a little bit more professionally focused and things like that, that's the cheaper option. And that's at $5,400. That includes all the tuition, as many classes as you would like to take in the diploma program. We allow you to take many classes
as many schools charge per unit, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And without charging, you know, more tuition. So that's a really nice thing. And again, all of those student services are included, health insurance, library, campus, transportation, all of that. So $5,400. Again, we have that scholarship, 15% on top of that. And then our university immersion program, that's more academically focused. That's more for undergrad and graduate students wanting to take those classes. That's at $7,400. US dollars. Again, we have the 15% discount. Again, it includes all the different student services as well as tuition. So again, you won't be paying anything beyond that unless you are going to take more units in the UIP program. If you're going to be taking, you know, maybe five classes, there may be some additional fees that are required. Our tuition is set for about three to four classes. So depending on what you take and what you're needing, there may be some extra fees, but we really wanted to convert to a flat fee so that, you know, you're not having to, once you pay, you're done. You're not having to pay more.
No, that's better. Otherwise, $100 there, $150 there.
And exactly.
It's just hard to get an overview. So.
Yeah. So those are the fees that we're looking at. And again, because we have this nice arrangement with Dream Studies, it's a nice discount and a nice a way for us to, you know, reward you for coming to us and our partners. So
sounds great. And if a student fulfills the basic requirements, they have graduated from high school, if needed, they're enrolled in university, they have enough English level, they can prove that they have the financing needed. Is it easy to get accepted then, or can it still be hard to your programs?
That's a good question. Our students have a really good success rate of acceptance. You know, it's upwards to like 90, 95%. And this is because we get students, one, that, you know, if you want to study abroad and if you're taking on this adventure, you're typically a good student. And if you're wanting to travel across the world to study, you're motivated. And so that's always a good sign, and really shows that students are successful and, you know, have good grades and have good English. So there's that. We know that. And our application requirements are not that heavy, I would say, either. So we're not asking a lot of students. You know, we have about maybe it's a 2.8 GPA requirement, we have a higher intermediate level of English requirement. So it's not like we're asking for perfection, you know? So that's a nice thing too. And that I think helps students feel more comfortable, applying to us. And in the end, we want students. And so if, you know, your academic record is maybe not great, or your English is not great, we will find a way to allow you to study at UCSB, whether it's taking more English classes or having some requirements for you to take. If your GPA is not that great, we can really find a way for you to study here. So even if you're hesitant or whatever, please apply. You never know what we can figure out and what we can do. So we're never a program that just wants to say no without any reason. We want to figure out a way for you to be here, you know, make your travel, dreams come true, things like that. So, so even if, you know, you think you don't qualify or something like that, I think you should try, and we can really help you and find a way for you to study at UCSB in some way.
Yeah. And I guess that's a good point also when you go as a study abroad student for half a year or a year, that it might actually be easier to get accepted on a study abroad program than it would be to apply to one of the undergraduate programs, for example, at UCSB if you apply directly.
Absolutely. And that's a great point. Coming to study short term also can serve as almost like a trial period. If you are, if you're wanting to go to graduate school in the US or something, you could come and do our program for a quarter and just kind of see how it feels to you, and then apply from here. You could even then just transfer to another institution while you're here. So, and apply some of those graduate units that you earn in our program. You can apply that towards your graduate degree even. So, there's real benefits to studying abroad for a short period or a long period of time. They both have their own benefits, and we're here to help you kind of make sure that you recognize those benefits.
Sounds great. So I think we covered most aspects of studying abroad now, and definitely UCSB is a great school, high-ranking school, fantastic location. I would love to come and visit sometime, and I would warmly recommend any student to consider the US and California to go to UCSB. It seems like a fantastic experience. So, Alex, do you have anything more that you think we should add that we have missed?
Yeah, one last thing that I just want to emphasize to you is that it is my job to make sure you have a good time and to have a good experience, and that doesn't just include while you are here. That includes pre-arrival and before now, as well as post, you know, post completion, and when you go back home, if you have any questions or need anything. You know, me and my team, we are here to serve you and to be counselors and to be, you know, advisors to you on what you can do at UCSB. So we treat it as our mission and our goal for you to have a good time. And so that entails a lot of communication, whether that's email or phone call or Zoom. So always feel free to reach out to us. We are always available. We're here to help. We always get back to our students within 48 hours. So you will have an answer. We really emphasize our ability to be in touch, to be communicative, to make sure you have all the information you need. So that's something we take pride on, and I think really sets us apart from other programs. We are dedicated to making sure that you have what you need in order to make the right decision and to study at UCSB. So I just want to emphasize that and never feel like a bother. We're always here to help. You can reach out to us at any time, and I look forward to it. So that's it.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's been great to having you with us in the podcast. And as I said, we hope that many students will come and study with you at UCSB.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you, and we look forward to kind of getting back to our normal international programs and really welcoming students. That's always the best part of our job, is meeting somebody that we've emailed with and other things. We meet them here in Santa Barbara. So we really look forward to it, and best of luck in your decisions for studying abroad. You're in good hands, of course, with Dream Studies. We really are thrilled to be working with them and Johan, of course. So thank you. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
To get more information and claim your 10% UCSB Study Abroad scholarship, please fill out an info request at dreamstudiesabroad.com.
Do you dream of studying abroad, but you're not sure how and where to go? That's why we're here, Dream Studies Abroad, to help you out reaching your goal. So many schools from all around the world are welcoming you with their open doors. Live your dreams and travel the world, a new journey for the brighter future. Let's talk, study abroad.